from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, so, you know, think about this for a minute. Trump just spoke last night, again, unscripted for nearly 2 hours.
Yes, yeah.
Queen Kamala, who has subjects, not constituents, Queen Kamala has done 74 unscripted seconds worth of interviews with the media since she was selected to be the presidential nominee of the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
74 seconds of unscripted remarks in a month. And as TheHill.com pointed out yesterday, Rasmussen, you know, polled this. The American people, the only one issue, her point of view on one issue, only the American people could only identify it correctly on one issue, and that was abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they want to keep it.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice and confused. Exactly. This is exactly what I predicted starting in the fall when I said Joe Biden would drop out the week after the convention. Nailed the week, nailed the month, then that he would drop out. Why? Because they cannot handle sustained debate on these issues. They cannot. They will lose. And so what did they do? If you drop, they would have to jettison Joe Biden. And the reason I was looking for that was because Rush, in one of his final shows, said that they are not going to be able to run with him again. He knew it then. And the Biden administration hadn't even started yet. Because this was so toxic. They were moving into the very toxic, destructive phase of the Democrat agenda. So they were going to have to get rid of Joe, put somebody else in. They wanted Mark Kelly, as we know from the New York Post. That's who Obama wanted. But they got Kamala because Joe jammed her down their throat. So they're stuck with her. They have to remake her instead. So that's where we are. The goal is to keep the American people from finding out what they actually believe. They will do anything to distract and keep from talking about it, right? That's very hard to do if you have to do it from May, Super Tuesday, right? When you know who the nominee is, all the way up through November. But it's really easy to do if you get a new candidate, you know, in August. If you get a new candidate right after the GOP convention. Why? Because voting starts in September in the key swing states.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
September 16th.
Yep.
That's 4 weeks. So when she says, I'm not going to do an interview in August, I'll do one. She's counting down the clock. They've got to keep the American people stupid. They've got to keep them in the dark. This is where they want them. As Rasmussen pointed out, just one issue they correctly identified her viewpoints on. And Americans are still the mistaken impression, well, I got to see what she thinks. She might be different from the other Democrats.
Yeah, right.
Nope. It doesn't matter. Pick one. I don't care. Go down Cannon Office Building where all their Congress members' offices are. Just turn around, spin around, and point at a Democrat office. I don't care. Pick one. It's going to be the same open borders. It's going to be the same inflation. It's going to be the same agenda. It does not matter.
Yep.
They are figureheads now. The party runs this presidency, and we've seen that with Joe Biden. Oh, where's Joe Biden? He's at the beach house.
Yeah.
We're like on the verge of World War III. He's at the beach house.
Exactly.
Maybe he'll do I think you just had that. Maybe he'll do an interview today.
Right.
Maybe. Or maybe not.
Maybe not.
Who cares, right? Yeah. Honestly, it doesn't even matter. He's not running anything. I don't know precisely who is, but they, whoever they are, Joe's been telling us about them from the beginning. Well, they say, well, they make me. Well, they tell me.
Exactly.
Well, they do.
Good point. Yeah.
Well, they are going to instruct Kamala, too.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you pick. But they got to make it 4 more weeks till the voting starts. What is it, the 13th? 4 weeks and 3 days.
Yeah.
Without you figuring out who she is.
Well, we have already figured that out.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have the information yet. When I say they, I'm talking about the underinformed and those who are not really paying attention until we get past Labor Day type of voters.
Exactly. And that's why the deep state had to launch that DDoS attack last night on Twitter. It's them. Come on, we all know it. Right? That's textbook deep state. Why? Why did whoever didn't want you to hear that? What don't they want you to hear? What is so scary that the DNC had to call up your, excuse me? Hey, could you threaten Elon Musk? We got to get you shut down. This is what they don't want you to hear.
She is considered more liberal by far than Bernie Sanders. She's a radical left lunatic. And if she's going to be our president, very quickly, you're not going to have a country anymore.
I would call myself, historically a moderate Democrat. But now I feel like we're really at a critical juncture for the country. I think a lot of people thought, the Biden administration would be a moderate administration, but it's not. People out there who are in the moderate camp to say, I think you should support Donald Trump for president.
They don't want people to hear that. That's going to mess up everything. Because they want you going, well, Kamala just sounds a lot like Trump, Lee. Maybe if I elect her, it'd be like the first woman president. That'd be really cool. And she's going to be just like Trump. She's going to secure the border. Why? Because, Lee, majorities of Democrats want the border secured.
Right.
That's why they have to lie to them.
But how you actually do that and what real border security is what the question is. It's just like the continued lie that we keep hearing. Oh, we have a failed immigration system. No, we have a failed border. That's what we have. The immigration system works the way it's supposed to.
Oh, yeah. No, what we really have is just the disregarding of laws on the books and pretending they are not there.
Yeah.
Here's another thing. This is the kind of thing they don't want you to hear.
Under Harris-Biden policies, we now have the highest unemployment rate in 3 years. If Harris wins this election, you will quickly have a Kamala economic crash. You could have a crash. You could also have a crash like in 1929, more specifically, because that's where we're headed.
For those of us who know that Trump, by the way, has that eerie way of predicting these things, they sound nuts, then they come true.
Yeah.
That was a little scary.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, that was a little scary. Here is Trump on and Musk on inflation.
The election's coming up and the people want to hear about the economy and the fact that
absolutely
they can't buy groceries because they don't have enough money to buy groceries. The inflation has killed them. Food prices are up 50, 60, even 100% in some cases. And this stupid administration allowed this to happen. And it's a shame.
Yeah. See, they don't want anyone hearing that.
Yeah.
Because they might figure out where she stands. So then last night, see, and this is the other problem. Okay, this is why you now have, did you see this? A former executive with Twitter, when it was Twitter.
Right.
In Europe has written a piece in The Guardian demanding the arrest of Elon Musk. It is time. We have to arrest him. We got to extradite him. There's no other choice. It's just too dangerous. It's too dangerous to continue to allow this headline in The Guardian. Elon Musk should face arrest if he incited UK rioters. Well, that's a crock. The policies in the UK incited UK rioters because, you know, when you're watching 11-year-olds get stabbed to death, people get mad. You know, I mean, I know it's hard to understand if you're on the left, but people get mad. And so it's not Elon Musk said something on Twitter and people went, wow, it's children are being stabbed now by people with an ideology that we keep welcoming into the country. The ideology, we've got to stop and look at this ideology. Maybe it is not comparable with our society. With our society. Mm-hmm. So this is the ex-Twitter chief, and he is saying that Elon Musk should face personal sanctions and the threat of an arrest warrant if he is found to have encouraged public disorder. Bruce Daisley, who previously served as Twitter's vice president for Europe, the Middle East, and Africa, argued on Monday that it was unacceptable for the billionaire owner of X to sow discord without facing personal consequences. He's blaming Musk for the riots in England and Northern Ireland, and he's saying that Musk must be arrested and extradited for trial.
Gee, I don't recall the Hillary Clinton being criticized when she said that it is her right to disagree with any administration over anything. Didn't hear for the calling for her arrest when she made statements like that. I believe that was sowing a little discord, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And what these protests, and they've been in Ireland, too. Ireland, same thing, almost identical. Stabbing by a Muslim migrant. They were protesting the policies put in place in that country. So the idea that Elon Musk said something on Twitter and now they're writing, that's just silly. If you want to arrest the people who caused the riot, arrest all the politicians for causing the riots.
Yeah, like that's going to happen.
Of course it won't. The idea is if no one's allowed to speak of it, then we can cancel the fact that it happened. Remember in Australia, here's another example of this. Remember in Australia, you had another Muslim radical migrant walk up to an Orthodox priest and stab him right there in the middle of the ceremony, right?
Right.
Right there in the middle of service. There was a problem with the knife, with the blade, him being able to, I forget what you call it, you know, press the button. So he actually didn't end up murdering him just by a fluke, but he stabbed him pretty good, right? What happened? Remember this? This is that same behemoth of censorship. The Australian government came after Musk and said, don't show that attack. Don't show it. Why? Because it makes people think badly of migrants. And Musk said, no, we're showing the attack. Sorry. Well, That's the problem. They want to censor, not speech, that's a lie. They want to censor, you can see this with the Australian case, actual reality of these attacks so you won't know they happened. So they can continue with their open borders for the simple reason that they know that that group of migrants will overwhelmingly vote for left-wingers. That's all this is about. So they've got to censor the violent, bloody attacks that are being done by a small handful of people in order to continue the mass migration. And Elon Musk is in the way of their voter drive. It's the same thing as going on here. It's simple.
Yeah.
So, but Musk doesn't seem to be worried about these people. He should be, in my opinion. I mean, again, what you're not hearing is the State Department, the Democrat Party, the Biden administration say, no, we don't extradite American citizens for free speech. We're not going to extradite them for trial. You're not hearing that. And let me tell you what, this is precedent. So first it's going to be Musk. Then it's going to be whatever Senate candidate that stands a good chance of winning in a purple state that the Democrats want. Then they'll be extraditing whoever runs against them for president who might win, you know, like Trump or someone like Trump. Maybe J.D. Vance can go over there for trial. That's what's coming, folks. It's got to stop now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.